This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 18th of November. Victoria remained top of the Ryobi One Day Cup standings after dispatching New South Wales by 6 wickets in Sydney. The home side made an imposing 350 after being put into bat, thanks to half centuries from Scott Henry and Steve Smith. However, Aaron Finch and David Hussey both reached 3 figures as Victoria cruised home with more than 3 overs to spare. The pair hit 18 sixes between them, with Hussey ending unbeaten on 140 from just 84 balls. Central Districts took control against Northern Districts on day 2 of their Plunkett Shield fixture in Gisborne. The visitors lead by 158 runs, to closing on 341 for 9 in their first innings. Jeet Raval and wicketkeeper Ben Smith both made half centuries. Cape Cobras trounced Knights in South Africa's Momentum One Day Cup. Knights were all out for just 94 at Boland Park, as Justin Kemp took 4 wickets and Charles Langevelt and Johan Lowe picked up a brace apiece. Richard Levy then blazed 52 off only 33 balls in the Cobras' run chase, as they won with 10 wickets and an astonishing 237 balls to spare. Warriors failed to hit the 6 off the last ball that they needed to beat Titans, and instead lost by 5 runs in Port Elizabeth. Farhan Bahardeen had hit 99 off 97 balls, which coupled with 50s from Hino Kuhn and Albie Morkel had helped Titans post 273 for 8. Warriors skipper Davy Jacobs took a brisk half century in their run chase, but it wasn't enough as Rowan Richards took 3 for 49. Barrasil Division required another 234 runs to beat Select Division on the final day in Bangladesh's National Cricket League. They closed on 81 for 3 in their run chase, after Farah Duddin and Munir Hussain had each taken 3 wickets to dismiss Select for 239 in their second innings. Defending champions Red Shahi Division closed day 3 on the brink of a comprehensive defeat at the hands of Chittagong Division. They collapsed to 64 for 6 in their second innings, and still trailed by 207 runs after Chittagong had amassed 510 in their first. Mominul Haque and Faisal Hussain joined Mabubul Karim in reaching 3 figures. Dhaka Division closed on 4 for 1 in pursuit of 82 to beat Rangpur Division. They had earlier prolonged their first innings to 355, then bowled Rangpur out for 153 in their second, as Mohammad Sharif and Mosharraf Hussain shared 7 wickets. Dhaka Metropolis face a stiff ask on the final day against leaders Kul Division. They require a further 383 to beat them after closing on 14 for 1. Coleman had earlier declared their second innings at 361 for 9, as Mitun Ali and Zia Rahman added 115 for the 5th wicket, as both fell just short of centuries. Arafat Sunni and Mohammed Ashraful shared 7 wickets for Dhaka.